There we go. It's not going to attack you.
Wow, that's quite elaborate. Look at that thing.
Tell a lot about a person's
so close.
Personality.
By their recording device. Seriously,
Right there.
Okay.
There we go. Guys, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Thank you so much for your
thank
time.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to start with Elaine. First question.
First question to you, Jennifer. You look incredible, by the way. The film is hilarious. And I just wondered, what appealed to you about this role? And what do you think it says about families, the complications of families? Because it seems like it's a normal family is like this these days.
It's true. And I think Gary Marshall was the reason I think most of us said yes to this movie. Because, I mean, since I was a kid, I mean, Happy Days or The Odd Couple or Laverne and Shirley did them, and of course all of his incredible movies. So I was kind of, without even reading a script, I think we said, yep. And he really does a beautiful job on touching on all of sort of different scenarios of what the family unit looks like today. And I think it's quite lovely.
Super Pablo?
Hi. I was wondering, how difficult do you think is nailing down a comedy these days after so many have been done and the public's so savvy about comedies? How difficult do you think it is to make people laugh? If you had the chance of working a little bit on the script to make it flow, make some modifications, were you worried about the fact that so many comedies have been made and how to nail this down particularly?
Is this all of us? I'm sorry. Or
that's
was
to
it?
You, Jason.
Oh, what? Oh, all right.
Kind of both of you guys.
Yeah.
I would like you to answer this, Jason.
Okay, you got it. Watch this.
No, you did, because he's really good at that. He's actually, when we did Miller's, you were such a lifesaver on, I also just added so much just because of your comedy and background.
Yeah,
your writing ability. Look at that teensy little...
That little thing.
Cute.
Little tiny little
keyboard with a thing on it.
Love it. The future is here.
There it is.
Yeah, you just... For whatever reason, it might be the lucky being grown up around funny friends and always being drawn to people that made me laugh and always liking to make other people laugh. I don't worry about it too much. The comedy part of it has to make sense sort of, dramatically. Like, and I don't mean like in a sad way necessarily, but it has to make sense like how we get from one place to the next place, because I think we can, in certain movies, confusion can be the death of comedy or exposition can be the death of comedy. And when you have this many storylines going on, that first 30 minutes is going to be a lot of introducing characters and referring to people by their first and last names. Laying pipe, thank you. That's the industry term, if you will. Setting stuff up. And then, you just sort of trust the scene and what you have going on, and then the person you're performing with. And, this is our fifth movie, so I had to manufacture that trust with the two young ladies that played my daughters. But it's great because kids sort of instinctually respond to whatever's interesting in the moment. You don't have, they're not really in their own, like, they don't get in their own way yet, as I feel like we as adults, me specifically, me, I'm talking about, can sometimes do. And then you have someone like Gary Marshall who, like Jen was saying, I'm the same way. I took it because of him and working with him, who has just had so much influence over, modern comedy over the last 50 years, whether it be in TV or films, that to make him laugh feels really, really good. And so if you make a joke, I made three or four that he didn't like, and then he's like, that one? That's the one. Do that again. And then you're like, okay, cool. And that doesn't hurt my feelings. I've been calloused over about people, about people not thinking something I thought was funny, and being told the opposite of it. It doesn't bother me. So it's nice to just get him going.
That wasn't funny.
That wasn't. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Joanne?
Hi, question for Jennifer. Could you talk a little bit about your relationship with your mom? And are you anxious for her to see this movie? And do you have anything planned for Mother's Day for her?
She sees all my movies. So that's not a hard one. And I don't know what we'll do. Never know till the day comes.
Bob? Yes?
Bob?
Oh,
Bob.
You don't have, he doesn't have to be.
Oh, no, sure. Such a common name, I didn't know.
Oh, Bob.
I was named after a garage mechanic.
What is the chemistry between you two guys? You keep going back for more.
We have fun together.
Yeah.
He makes me laugh.
Vice versa.
So yeah, we.
More to it than that, though.
All right. It's in a contract. Okay.
Yeah, it's part of our deal. I get to ride her coattails for as long as I'm possibly capable. As long as I'm light enough to, you know, for her not to have to drag too far.
But you admit the chemistry is there. There's something that really works between you guys.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah, we have fun. We just have a fun time.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we get along well, and
it's years of knowing each other, feeling comfortable.
Successes and failures, uh-huh. And still liking each other on the other side of
yeah.
them.
Even ups on a and downs, daily basis. Hills and valleys.
All that.
All the way in between. And we're still here.
Yep.
Jenny?
Yes?
No.
Oh,
okay,
sorry.
Who's
Jenny?
Different Jenny.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to see you. Nice.
Good to see you, too. It was really a pleasure to see so many fun people that we know in all these roles together in one movie. And I wonder for you, Jennifer, could you talk about working with Julia and Kate? The three of you were sort of considered, you know, the romantic comedy sort of America's sweetheart.
Gals.
Is that the word? So can you talk about how well you knew them in the past, what your friendships are with the two of them, and how was it to all be in a movie together?
Well, it was so much fun. It was kind of a tease because you didn't really get... I only had a day with Julia and 2 days with Kate. And I've known them for... Well, Kate for almost 20 years. Wait,
yeah.
How old? Oh.
Well,
yeah, a long time. I've known Kate a long time, and I've never... But, you know, we've never had the opportunity to do something together. And Julia, same thing. So I was... just over the moon. That was another great reason. Look at who the cast is, and then getting to meet all these wonderful new young up and coming girls. It was really fun. I just wish we had more together.
Did you laugh a lot when you were working together? What was the chemistry like finally actually working together?
We did laugh a lot. Again, we were moving, we were working, so we didn't have a lot of goofing around time, but we always laugh. Laughing is always important on a set.
You gotta do it. It takes too long to go 14
yeah.
hours and not laugh once.
Yeah.
Would be frustrating.
Especially in a comedy.
Yeah, especially in a comedy. Yeah.
Yeah, especially.
Was that on take on purpose when you called her Julia? Did you do that for a joke?
No, that was real. That was real.
You caught yourself, which
I
is
did.
Good.
I
yeah.
did catch myself.
Yeah.
I was so sorry.
Anna, I think, has a question for Shay.
I have a question for everybody.
Oh, wow.
I'm Anna from Poland. I really like this weirdness between parents and kids in a film. It seems to never sort of go away, no matter what age you are. And I wonder if you guys can recall, like, the weirdest secrets you had when you were really little that you were keeping from your parents, thinking, God, if only they knew, you know, and then it turned out it was
Oh, yeah. Shay, you want to start? You want to
take
it off?
Sure. Okay, I'll take that one.
It was the most recent for you.
It was recent.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
By the way.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it was just mostly sneaking out. That was kind of my thing. But, I mean, that's the fun part about then coming into adulthood is I'm getting to explain all of those situations.
So you snuck out of the house?
All the time. I mean, I was in the basement. What do you expect? I had my window right
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I would do. But
what
I
would you do?
I would laugh about it after. I just pop myself up. I had a little stool.
Okay,
step ladder.
You do when you snuck out? And where was she? And how come she didn't see you were gone? You can tell us.
Like,
come on.
I mean, you
yeah.
know. It was fun. Yeah, yes.
Good for you.
Good girl.
Lucky fellas.
Yep, there we go.
I used to steal quarters from my dad all the time, and that thinking it was, you know, like grand, you know,
larceny.
Yeah, like, and then he was just like, yeah, I never noticed, man. Like, I, knowing how I am, and we all are, especially in this modern day, like with change, where you just kind of like throw it in a box somewhere in your closet like that. I always thought I was, you know, like George
Sneaky.
Clooney in Ocean's 11. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, no, he could care less.
Yeah. Similar. I don't, money, yeah, taking money from her purse.
Good, yeah.
Like a dollar.
Yeah.
And thinking I was stealing terribly large sums of cash.
A dollar could go a long way.
Dollar went
a
long way when we were kids.
A quarter, you could play a video game.
Yeah.
You know.
It was for video games usually.
Was
the arcade.
Yeah, the arcade. It was a whole thing.
Fabian?
Okay, I have a question.
Hello.
No, that's that little typewriter.
So I have a question for Chen, and my question is, what qualities do you feel you have from your mother, the ones that you love, and the ones that you hate?
Whoa. What qualities do I have from my mother? Sense of humor. She had a great sense of, she has a great sense of humor. And my dad. But, and let's see, what are qualities that I hate? I'm a nervous driver.
She you were even always, nervous to answer that.
I was.
That was even to answer you were nervous.
She would always, like, when I would drive, and she would always scream, well, maybe it's because I was not a good driver. But I kind of am a nervous driver. A passenger more than driver. Great driver. When I'm a passenger, I'm not making any sense. Yeah.
A nervous passenger.
I'm a nervous passenger.
Yeah. The other question that I have is, do you ever think about the time that you could celebrate Mother's Day as a real mom?
Say what?
Is
this a child question?
Well, no.
About you celebrating your own Mother's Day. You know, that's what it's about.
Me celebrating my own Mother's Day.
Yes.
Well, when and if there's a child in the picture, then I will probably celebrate Mother's Day. But that, you know,
is it gonna be next child? Mm-hmm. Oh, next question. This gentleman okay. in the front.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
You guys are awesome. The entire panel. A question for them. Was there any a particular moment while filming that was real funny that was off the set that you could recall? Some funny moment while not filming during filming.
Oh,
yeah,
I think
sure.
that Caleb scene. I mean, Caleb, one of the actors who plays Mikey, our child,
mm-hmm.
he comes out in his costume that's backwards. And I mean, that was, I think,
that was
for
funny.
Us, like, very
Did,
funny.
Was that a mistake?
No.
No,
that was
in the
real.
Script.
That's in the script, yeah.
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 That clowns freaked me out. I really have a fear of clowns. I mean, I don't love
clowns.
And
he's the sweetest guy in the world.
Sweetest guy in the world.
But you put a red nose on that guy.
Boy.
He's a, yeah. He's like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
Right? No, he's a frightening guy. No, I mean, gosh, I'm trying to think of any specific.
Yeah,
no, I have nothing. I've got nothing like in regards to the funny stuff. A lot of it is in the actual movie, like the costume. You know, like yeah, can't think of anything off the top. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Hi.
I have two questions: one for Shay and one for everybody. Shay, I follow you on Snapchat. I love how interactive you are. That line about tweet me, was that in the script or was it added?
I mean, I think, Jen, you put that in the script.
Well,
right?
Justin
you wrote that.
Did, yeah. That's my husband.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was very suited for my character.
I didn't know that you could tweet at someone, though.
You can definitely tweet, yeah. Like
yeah.
a message
yeah, yeah,
or sort of thing. Tweet at
tweet
me. So, yeah, that was a very fun line and very suited.
And for all of you, I love how the movie, I mean, I'm a mom myself, and the movie doesn't concentrate so much on, like, the craziness that is motherhood, but rather than the woman herself. Did it give you a different insight into your own mother's lives, and did you call them and be like, Mom, I love you even more than
I It definitely, go ahead.
I always had an appreciation for my mom and being a single mom, you know? Or a lot of our parents, I think, our generation has a lot of divorced parents, so
yeah.
I've always had a great appreciation for women who are working moms, single moms, you know, that's not lost on me.
Yeah, luckily, it didn't take the movie for me to realize it.
Yeah.
Or even having my own, you know, child to realize it. I think at some point in my 20s when you stop, you know, I don't know what point it was specifically, but it didn't need, the movie wasn't the catalyst for that. There were things in it that I felt that were a reflection of it. And certainly when seeing the movie, I was kind of like, oh, she's going to love this. And then I'm going to tell her, and please don't tell her the opposite, that it's all for her.
This is for Schellenberg. I wonder what are your thoughts about motherhood, and if you having played a mom of two in this comedy have changed their motherhood.
Say the last part.
Also, having played
A mom? Yeah, I've played moms for years.
So what are your thoughts about motherhood?
What are my thoughts about I think it's an incredible thing. I think it's, I mean, I see all the friends that I have that are moms and my moms and all of our friends' moms. this hasn't changed how I feel about motherhood, though. I think they're incredible.
I have a sort of mysterious question for you. I always am interested by the traditional celebrating, that which is one day a year to celebrate something.
I agree with you. I think every day should be Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Father's Day.
It should be the one day we do nothing for them. Is that what you're suggesting? Like Father's Day, just leave them the hell alone, right? Mother's Day, let her be, right? We do nothing.
You get nothing.
Yeah, then just give her a bunch of macaroni necklaces for 364 other days. They'd probably love that. I think most mothers would say, yeah, do that, actually. That's a better gig.
Black and white shirt in the back. Sorry, I've got
Jana from Brazil. I want to ask you a question for Shay. How much did you learn from this experienced and talented actors and actress?
I mean, it was a really good test on my nerves, I'll tell you that much, coming to set. But Jana was amazing and made me feel so comfortable, which is great, because then we could play and, you know, have fun. But it's all still very surreal. You know, I couldn't think of a better movie to say that that's my first movie to be a part of. So I'm very fortunate. Yes.
Your first movie?
Oh. No big deal, right? No big deal.
Good agent.
What?
Yeah, good agenting.
Yeah. Shay. That a girl.
Hi, I'm Maria from Spain. I wanted to ask you, Jennifer, your character stays well in yoga pants or clothes for exercise. Are you comfortable in this kind of athletic leisure clothes that everybody kind of doing now? Are you living in those when you feel comfortable?
Oh, as my comfort clothing, workout clothes?
Yeah.
No.
I've never seen you.
You've never seen me lounging in my workout clothes.
No.
It's
usually jeans and a t-shirt.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Those are my boxers. And a t-shirt. I mean, let's get personal.
Yeah.
Brigitte?
Yeah, I originally had a different question, but now that you mention it...
oh no, what did I do?
Here we go.
I just read that you get your t-shirts altered and somebody in the fashion world tried to replicate that and was really surprised because it doesn't. That is stupid urban myth, or is it true?
That I used to alter my t-shirts?
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I would just take the sleeve in or, you know. Sometimes they're a perfect t-shirt and sometimes they need a little tweak.
And my other question was, according to the production notes, Gary Marshall would put a good joke into his chest pocket and a bad joke into his pants if you hand it to him. And I wonder, did any of your jokes or lines land in his...
Oh, that's so hilarious. Funny. I've never heard that.
That's probably more for the writers on the film, because he rolls with, and that probably just comes from being in comedy rooms, in writer rooms, his entire career, like starting out. Because ours would mostly be, we would tweet at him our jokes, so no paper trail. No, in all seriousness, we would just have a conversation, and so maybe mentally he was putting some of my jokes in his back pocket or wherever the bad ones go. But I bet that, because I remember all the writers, the guys that the young fellows, the older fellows, like there were about three guys that would just, they'd go off and work on stuff. I need this. And then they'd go off and they'd stand by a tree and come up with stuff and they'd all give them to him written on. So that makes sense. I didn't know that that's what happened to them, but it'd be amazing to have all the ones from,
that would be funny.
A book of those. I hope someone's keeping them somewhere for his library.
Our last two questions is Kirstian and then Frank, and then we're done. Thank you.
Okay, so this holiday is the mother of all holidays, so I would like to know what's on the poster.
Oh, that's good. Hey, they did a good job.
It wasn't me.
It was the delivery. You did excellent.
It was really good. Nice.
About your favorite holiday, just elaborate on that.
We were saying that we enjoyed Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. Do you guys, you're
Canadians? Yeah.
Yeah. Did they do Thanksgiving?
Two now that I live in the States. So
when is it? Yeah, but it's a different. Is it the week after?
It's in October.
Thanksgiving
is earlier. Thanksgiving is because
Why?
We have our harvest before because it's cooler.
That's nice. Now you're getting two.
That's great. Getting two.
Yeah.
What?
Two Thanksgivings.
Cooler and groovier.
I gotcha. Yeah,
yeah,
sure. Yeah, right. Both, right?
Both.
October, Thanksgiving. But I think it is Thanksgiving. There's something about, you know, any
it's
of us
cozy.
Like going out for a good meal, but this one you get to have it at home. You usually eat it while it's still light outside, and you're allowed to take naps, and it's almost like okay.
Yep. It's supposed like, to be okay, yeah. And you're about allowed to have another meal later.
That's right, and there's no judgment. Almost more judgment if you don't go outside.
If you don't have that sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like a family day?
It's family day, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanksgiving, sure.
Play games.
There's no pressure of presents. You know, it's not about the presents. It really is about the quality time you spend with.
It's about
your gratitude.
Presence. Yes,
it's
exactly.
Not about gifts, presents, just being their presence.
Being present and grateful.
That'll work better in the written word.
Yeah.
So Frank gets the last question.
Hi, this is Jennifer, Frank from France.
Hi.
You scream...
How apropos.
you scream Paris like I've never heard anybody screaming Paris in this movie before. So can you please share with us a memory about that you have about this city, something...
That scene?
The scene or the city?
The scene.
In your personal life, something personal that you share with the city. Since you scream so loud about Paris and movies, you know, it's pretty funny. So.
Yeah. Well, I love Paris. It's absolutely one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to. I absolutely love it. But that's what screaming in that car was just, let me get through this humiliating scene with all these, screaming by myself in a car.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You done that before?
No.
No?
No, that was my first time.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.